Ian Smith's had a good match here.
Stumped by Smithy.
Ian Smith really is top class at his job.
You should see how good Rick Dogg is at it too, eh? That's right, it's time for Stumped By today. Ricky, your chance to win a $50 from our friends over at the TAB as a bonus bet and some Sleep Jobs Daytime Revive. They are New Zealand's only specialist range of sleep and stress support supplements. Pad up and grab your bats, gentlemen. It's time to go in. Yes, and that is right. You are hearing Brian because our mate Logs, he's sitting next to me, but his voice is a little bit gone, like a few of these blokes will probably be by our man here, Rick Dogg. How are you feeling today, Ricky?
Yeah, pretty good, mate. Pretty good. I was up last night for Origin, having a couple of quiets, and then got the early call from Ruben. So maybe not as sharp as I would have been because I'm maybe a little light on sleep, but we'll see how we go.
Oh, beautiful, beautiful. And joining us at the crease right now is... Simon from Hamilton. Come in, Simon.
Yeah, good morning, gentlemen.
Morning, mate. How are you?
Oh, I'm so good with the scoreline of 44-12.
He's got the blue on.
Great, isn't it? Hey, so this is how the game works. If you don't know, we have three categories to choose from today. If you get a question wrong, then it's over to Ricardo for a chance to knock your bails off. Get out within the first two questions, then it's on to the next caller in line. Get dismissed on the final question. We jackpot tomorrow. Today's topics are the Stanley Cup, cricket, and Major League Soccer. What would you like to go with, Simon?
I'll go with the cricket.
Okay, the cricket.
No Smithy. Here we go. Here's the first question. Manus Labuschagne,
Manus Labuschagne
is no longer the ICC's top-ranked test batter in men's cricket. Who is the new number one?
After a series, probably Joe Root.
Just a couple of chips down the wicket.
Six
runs. Right in the slot, and away it goes.
That was brilliant. Michael Rippon, question number two. Michael Rippon, he's been selected to play for New Zealand after previously representing the Netherlands. But what is Michael's country of birth?
I think he's born in Australia.
One of the worst things
it's gone through
I
to
have
the
ever
keeper.
Seen done on a cricket field.
I'm going to say he was born in South Africa.
Just a couple of chips down the wicket.
Back to the pavilion,
right
Simon.
In the slot, and away
thanks
it
for
goes.
The call. We really appreciate it. Up next, out in the middle here, we have Barry from Palmy North. You there, Barry?
Yeah, good morning. Thanks, guys.
Mate, mate, hey, one question for the chocolates. How confident are you feeling?
Well, I use the first two questions, so there's every chance I'll get this one wrong.
Well, here we go, mate. Here we go.
That's the way it goes, isn't it?
Usually, yeah. You know Murphy and his law.
Yeah, exactly.
Final question. Across 10 test matches in her international career for Australia, how many centuries does Elise Perry have to her name?
Elise Perry. Ladies cricket, did you say?
Yes. So I'll read that one more time for you, mate. Across 10 test matches in her international career for Australia, how many centuries does Elise Perry have to her name?
I don't know that one, of course. I'm going to say five.
One of the worst things I have ever seen done on a cricket field.
Through to the keeper. What does he do with it?
Well, to be honest, I'm because the Aussies are so strong, I'm thinking even though she's played 10 tests, she's probably not batted. Or, you know, she's not batted two innings each one. So maybe not as many as you'd think and maybe not chasing as many as you'd think. So I'm going to go two.
Just a couple of chips.
Good jackpot.
Right in the slot, and away it goes.
Nailed it. Caught him and stumped him. Well done.
Sorry, Barry.
Well done, mate. Very good.